You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. Welcome to the show. My name is Daniel Coy. I am a hairstylist by trade, wig maker by love and passion, and I deal with a lot of celebrities. So, on today's episode, I want to talk to you about the business, the wig and hair industry. Dun, dun, dun. So, there's been so many advances happening with just wigs, you know, from ventilated wigs to machine-made wigs, you know. I'm sure you all remember your M'Lady book, where it's, you know, showing you what a real wig is. A machine wefted hard front wig. You know they're lying to you, right? I always have a problem with them about that, but not my battle to fight. But what I do want to do is I do want to show you the business side on how you find suppliers, how you make, how you mark them up, and how you break down your hourly rate so you can add it on to your wig, you know, and really know what product you're selling, and don't sell yourself short. If your supplies are costing you $278, that's just supplies, that's just hair, okay, be it bundles, be it a wig and you're fronting it, you know, and lace and hair, not time, we'll do that in a minute, but like if that is just what it costs for your, like, hey girl, I need a wig, all right, here you go, so $285, let's just say that for that now, and now let's talk about the customization of it. I know some of you pluck or pull or bleach and double knot and blah, 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 blah. And then we'll go my way, where we cut it off, lay our new lace. Most likely it's going to be a thinner, more expensive lace. And then you're going to ventilate that full hairline and that part onto the wig. And that will take anywhere between 6 and 7 hours. So let's talk about getting that price and where it is and what it does. So, for me, I kind of go off of my union rate, because that's kind of, you know, union can't get any better than that. So, like, union rate is, like, let's just say $58 an hour. All right? So then, if it takes me 6 hours to do that, So, okay, we're going to just do 50. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, like $500, okay? Let's just say $600 to be on the, you know, on the good side. And say it's like single knotted and it's really hard to do. Girl, I'll charge $1,000 just for my time, truthfully, to be honest. All right? The harder, the more time I had to spend on it, I upcharge. I charge it up, so like $1,000. So right now we're at like $1,285. All right, that's not bad, right? for your investment and your time, and if you're really quick, you can really get it down pretty quickly. So that's how I break down my wig business. So then what do I do? I do a lot of rentals. You know, people know me that I do a ton of rentals. Hey, I need a wig. Danny, I need a wig. So what I do is I have a stock of wigs that I can rent out at any time. Right now, I think the last time we did inventory, it was like 485 wigs. Just ready and raring to go. Well, I don't know about that, but they need a little polish. So my synthetic hair wigs, I've had over 10 years. 10 years. I've been making money off of them. I've been making anywhere between $100 and $500 for just one day. You know, and say the show runs for 2 months. You understand. So it's a business. You get in with these places that need you and want you, and you just do amazing hairlines and you bang it out so great. So, yeah, that is the business according to Decoy, you know? You really just need to know your worth, have it literally planned out, and write it down. Write down why you charge for what. And you know what? You might get some grief from people. You might not. Truthfully, it's going to be the red velvet, you know, clients. That's who you want anyway. I don't want to be working hard for my $2 clients or my $100 client, you know, who wants a full wig and all this crap, and they need it colored and cut and you know, it's different if they're like, you know, if they need the help or anything like that. You know, I'm very giving that way. But like, no, full charge, your production show. Oh, full charge and then some, just because you annoy me. But, you know, yeah, but if I know friends, I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter. You can just rent it for the days that it's on camera. You know, I hope you're not fucking me out of a month, you know, so. And, yeah, that is my whole thing on the wig business, from renting wigs to making wigs to what you can charge and how you can charge and all that, you know. A little bit side note, sorry, I forgot to add this part. You guys, color. Just coloring the wig, you need to factor in. I don't know any girl these days that are just going and buying a number 7 and a number 4, using those two colors for the whole wig. Don't know it. If you know it, I have no idea. Like, rooting and all that, it's just a la carte. Just think of it a la carte. Oh, they want this service, they want that service. That's what they do. That's what I do. Shit. So, if you do have any more questions, please hit me up on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. If you need to hit me up on Facebook, Daniel Coy, you can find my fan page or anything like that. And also, you should definitely join Wig Hackers on Instagram. And then from there, it'll show you how to get into the Instagram family. Boop. The Wig Hackers family, and know when the next Wig Hacking Live is coming out, because that's coming out soon. So stay tuned, right? Right, the jingle. Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good hair and the bad hair that we see. Let's talk about hair. All right, see you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.